and eisegesis virus. It's spreading in churches.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the new book for children called Dinosaurs for Kids.
There is a virus that's very dangerous in the world today, and while it doesn't cause physical death, it's certainly caused a spiritual death for many. This virus infects a person's thinking so they're no longer able to recognize absolute truth. When someone reads something into Scripture that's simply not there, they're guilty of what could be called spreading the eisegesis virus. We often have to confront Christian leaders who've caught this virus. Our astrophysicist, Dr. Jason Lyle, recently confronted one such person, a well-known Christian astronomer. He promotes the idea that the days of creation were billions of years in length, not 24-hour days. But as Dr. Lyle pointed out during a radio debate with this man, the idea of billions of years doesn't come from Scripture, but from outside sources. It's an example of eisegesis, and it's caused many to undermine the authority of God's Word. So what's the cure for this virus? Well, it's called exegesis, reading out of Scripture what the writer intended to convey. It lets God's Word be the authority, not man.
The Bible's also the authority when it comes to the true history of the world. For example, there really was a global flood over 4,000 years ago. For the evidence, read our new 96-page pocket guide on Noah's flood. It's available for a donation of any size. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS.